Moving on now to Bahrain, where anti-regime protesters there hold fresh demonstrations ahead of the country's Independence Day. The rallies took place in several towns and a number of villages around the capital, Manama. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans calling for the downfall of King Hamad. Police fired tear gas and birdshots at the demonstrators. Regime forces also used barbed wire to lay siege on a number of towns and villages. They also set up several new checkpoints. The demonstrations are organized by Bahrain's Tamarud movement. It was inspired by an Egyptian group with the same name, which held mass rallies against President Mohamed Morsi prior to his overthrow last month. Ghassem Omran, a Bahraini physician and political activist, earlier spoke to us. He said that the crackdown on Bahrain will continue and the government will not stop its violent approach towards the protesters.
People, it's worth more freedom and liberation of their country from the oppressive regime. It's another step forward. I think the people will continue pressing on the regime. Bahrain making the cause of Bahrain on top as the top story. We have been suffering for several decades from this regime. All kind of violation has been committed against the people of Bahrain and unprecedented move. The regime started a siege against the residential areas. So people cannot move in and out.